Yeah.
Could you just talk a little bit more about those particular professions that are legal and not as strong lawyers?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Maybe, like, I was thinking about that. So why would he not say this other ones, like, say, being in the military or something like this?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just curious to know if there were certain
principles. Yeah, I mean, one of the things that is important to recognize that the Buddha tends to be very precise in his so that if he's forbidden a livelihood, it'll be because it's intrinsically harmful or intrinsically conducive to unwholesome karma, and then so something like the military, it really depends on the attitude. It depends on the actual event application of it, one's duties. That one ends up doing, so that it's not intrinsically wrong. It's not sort of if you engage in it that there's definitely going to be unwholesome karma. Doesn't mean that it's good karma, but it isn't intrinsic. So that, but these, the Buddha is. You know, I think pretty clear that these would intrinsically be conducive to unwholesome karma. Dealing in weapons directly involved in the promoting of violence or taking of life. So there's a very direct relationship. Human beings, in terms of whether it's slave trade or maybe, prostitution. Those are ways, and particularly in terms of, I would think in somebody who is controlling or as a business. And then, of course, in meat is involved in the slaughter and sale of meat, directly taking life. Intoxicants, promotes a lot of heedlessness within a culture, dependency. Those are things. And then in poisons, that again, which are something that is immediately detrimental to somebody's health. So those are you're looking at those principles underneath it and recognize, okay, that's really harmful. It's helpful to. In terms of making decisions. I mean, these are all things that are common within a society, ordinary, but then just because it's ordinary and common doesn't mean that one should be engaging in them if one's looking to establish a livelihood. And even if it's, again, that sort of that the economic value is one. One could maybe make a lot of money, but then is it actually right livelihood that promotes wholesome karma in this lifetime? And then, of course, leading to subsequent lives. There's a person who I know. When her husband died, she reviewed. Her husband was very wealthy. When he died, she was still pretty young, and hadn't been at all involved in the, she'd probably 30, maybe 30 or 32, and had several children at that time. She'd be about 32, so quite young, and then she had several children, and then husband just died, and then she starts kind of reviewing the portfolio of what her husband owns and realizes that one of the things that he owns is the company Singha Beer in Thailand, which is, you know, it's a big company, it's popular, she just get rid of that. I don't want that in to be making money from that. It's really quite, because a lot, you know, sort of economically, it was a big hit. But there wasn't a doubt for her that no, that had to be, just couldn't do that.